everybody, and welcome to part two for a change of heart, or change of heart. No, just change of heart. Part two. It's Carmen. It's Kelsey. It's part two. It's time to start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Suspense. 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 Living in Shondaland. Suspense.
Suspense.
Don't you fucking say no one.
There's no one. There's no newbie. The only person it could have been was the fucking flight attendant, and it wasn't the flight attendant.
That's who it should have been. Damn it.
Yeah. All right.
What's so funny is I can't keep track, even in these long storylines, I can't keep track of who is new or who is not new.
Well, a lot of times when they'll have, like, one character that's reoccurring, but they'll still have, like, other people have new patients, and, like, no one's really doing that.
Could have also been the receptionist at Catherine's job.
Yes, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. Sorry. I checked.
It's all right. I know you did.
It was not the guy who... I did check. It wasn't the guy who walked from one side of the country to the other for literally no reason.
Oh yeah, that is a new person.
He's I guess probably like the only new person other than the flight attendant. Like, he's the only new patient. It wasn't him.
Are we done with talking about Christina? Was there any more to talk
about?
Did
you have anything else you wanted to say about it?
I don't know, but I need to just say April and that guy's connection storyline of all fucking things. So dumb. So dumb. April, you're back
not
on my
shit
list.
Not a good April episode.
No, it's
she
a bad
just
April
is like,
episode. It's dumb.
It's like, girl, everyone's getting annoyed with you.
We're in a fight, and it's just like that guy who walked across the country and he saw the ocean then gets hit by a truck. Okay, what?
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, no, I don't think I have anything else to say on them. It's just, it's all heavy, it's all sucky. And the end scene. So it is, to your point, I looked at this note again. It is weirdly read that Christina seems to be so upset about the Harper Avery Award when then Owen's like, you won. And then she walks out of the shower, dripping wet, just out of the house.
Out of the hospital. Yeah.
After he says that. So, yeah, I guess I really don't know how we're meant to read that in general. But I forgot that she just left the hospital somewhere.
Yeah, like sopping wet. It is weird.
Because it's on, like, the heels of him telling you her that she won.
And it's on the heels of her being like, what's the point of literally anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, April sucks again.
Yeah, she's really just like, she's not being fair to Jackson. Like, I'm not saying her concerns aren't valid.
Really, no one is, like, being fair to Jackson in this episode. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's poor Jackson. He's having a hard time. So she's not being fair to Jackson at all. She's literally, he's saying, oh, I'm coming, like, I'm compiling all these reports. And she's like, wow, your family fucking sucks. And I'm like, oh my God, April.
Yeah, typical Christ. Avery family. You just kick a woman minority while she's down. Ugh.
Yeah.
First you steal her award, now you steal her lifelong research. Gosh, it's because you hate God.
Yeah, I'm like, again, her concerns within their relationship, I do think are valid. And should be addressed, but she's
at least warranting a conversation.
Making any effort to address them. Like, Jackson is like, please come home so we can converse and, like, speak and have a conversation. And she's like, I simply will not do that.
Yeah.
I love you and I will not talk to you at all. Except to insult you.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't make sense. So obviously they're like going back and forth. They're like weird all episode. But she's living with Callie in Arizona and she's walking in on
them.
It's
only been 2 days.
Yeah, it's so such a short amount of time. So she's living with them and she walks in to get toothpaste. Buy your own damn, like, stop being frugal. Just buy toothpaste.
Yeah, you can afford toothpaste, April.
You're a doctor. buy the damn toothpaste. So she's like walking in to get, steal her toothpaste. They're talking about the turkey baster. Mm-hmm. And Arizona says something about how she would be able to take maternity leave when the new cohort, or basically like Alex will run the department. And April's like, do you really want him to be running the interns? Blah, blah, blah. Is that a good idea? Fuck off. And then, yeah, Callie hits us with the get out of my vagina quote. Amazing.
Hilarious.
But yeah, then she's like, oh, Jackson, I got to come home because... because you want to talk? No, I need my iPod. Remember iPods, folks? iPods.
Remember iPods? Remember 2014?
Remember cords with your listening buds? Listening earbuds? Remember the big, fat, long, square chargers you'd stick into those iPods?
Oh, yeah. I do remember
that
guy.
It's like sticking a spatula into charger phone.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Remember Zunes? Remember those?
I do.
You know who had a Zune?
You?
Hell no.
I was like, Steve. There's no way.
Steve had a Zune. He's fucking like, everyone everyone else has
fucking
iPods.
Course. God,
I want to have a Zune because no one else has it. Yeah, it's not going to be supported in 5 years.
God fucking damn it, Steve. I'm sick of his shit.
He's getting married in 2 months, doesn't even have a suit picked out, doesn't know what he's wearing.
Because he thinks... It's fine. It's fine.
Love you, Steve. You don't listen to this podcast.
He fucking, of course he doesn't listen to this goddamn podcast. What, is he going to be a supportive friend?
Well, okay. That seems a bit harsh.
That's why I said it. What are we talking about? April. Yeah, I just think she's like coming in
going
really
and getting
hot
your iPod.
And not giving Jackson any chance, any benefit of the doubt, any even opportunity to like have a conversation with him. And then... she tells him that she's pregnant, which before that moment, Carmen did say last week that he did think they were going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what was your reaction when she said that?
Well, I know that she's not going to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson still clearly does love her.
Yeah, he wants to, like, make it work. He's trying to be like, please, can we figure this out?
Like, let's just talk. I don't think that it's fair with April. In any TV show where they make this trope of, we're not going to talk, we're just going to separate, we're not going to talk. This argument's just bigger than us. It's too big. We can't, whatever. And I'm like, also, sidebar, when Owen's like, this isn't your big fight. Like, we had a big fight. Yeah, and it broke you up, okay?
Well,
he's
been also like, we had a big fight. It was about kids. I'm like, so what this thing is about,
yeah.
Ultimately, to her? Like, he maybe doesn't know it's about that, but, like, that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah.
And he is like, this is your first fight, so maybe, like, put in a little effort, which is a valid thing to say.
It's
to
a valid
people.
Thing to say, yes. It's a valid thing to say. You shouldn't be getting... Why do you keep making that face? Is there something that I did? Are you trying to make a comment towards me, or are
no.
you just saying that you hate April?
I do hate
Jackson
April.
Together? Okay. The way that you're making a face is usually the way you make a face after you're implying that I did something wrong.
Well, sometimes you do, but you are not divorced.
It's true. And I don't yearn to be. I don't yearn to be.
Good. Because I'll kill you.
Well, okay. So it's just dumb. Don't take relationship advice from...
Sorry.
Yeah, you're not allowed to text me inside jokes while we're recording. I can't even comment on this.
That was not even an inside joke. That was just a statement of fact.
Okay, that's fair. Do either of them listen to this podcast?
Maybe.
Okay. Don't get divorced. Especially.
Well, I mean, listen, get divorced, but just like give the person a chance to talk about it. Like, I'm not saying like everyone has to stay married, but like she's not giving him all the information of why she's even upset. And she's like decided in her head that he like how he's going to react and isn't giving him the chance to react any other way.
She's also not, I think I said this last episode, she's also creating an environment where there's no in between. And the unfair part is this I do think that this is an in-between thing.
Yeah.
I maybe don't agree. There is
compromise possible for this versus like with the Owen and Christina where there's no compromise possible.
It's either you have kids or you don't have kids. There's no compromise. Here it's how are we going to raise our kids? What do these beliefs look? How do we want to raise our kids? How do we want to teach our kids? Mm-hmm. That's where I think the compromise has to happen. And they're not having a conversation about it. Instead, she's stealing toothpaste from her quote unquote friends. And she is getting her iPod from the house and not talking.
Yeah.
It's dumb. And again, it's just dumb.
Like deciding, well, I know how he's going to react. So there's no point in talking to him. Okay, again, like you can give him the benefit of the doubt. He is your husband. You clearly like him a little bit.
Yeah. It's a frustrating, and then she hits him with the pregnancy thing. I think that I do think maybe no, they're going to stay together. She's going to have the baby. It's going to be birthed. They're going to be together. I want them to be together. I like them together. I just need her to get her head out of her ass.
I don't like them together. But I don't think I would like April with anybody, so.
Yeah, I'm okay with them. And honestly,
it's shit like this that pisses me off, so.
Valid. This is a pissable, offable thing.
It's not even the like topic. It's just the way she's handling it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Unfair. I agree.
I don't know that I don't really remember reacting to this. I mean, I've never in at all in my viewership of this show have I ever been a J-April stan. So I don't super remember like seeing this for the first time and being like, yay, they're pregnant. I was probably just like, ugh.
I also was not like, yay, they're pregnant, the way that I was like, yay, they're pregnant when Derek and Meredith were, yay, they're pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the original thing. I think it's such a dumb storyline where April was like, Owen's like, this isn't your truck.
He saw the shoreline. He did it for 3 months. This is just a guy who wanted to walk across the country.
First off, insane behavior. Like, no offense, but insane. Like, yearn to walk across two mountain ranges,
seek therapy.
I am healed comparatively to you.
Like, so talk about feeling an accomplishment. I would just be like, but why did I do this? But what does it matter? Would be my question.
I just kept running.
Okay.
Tom Hanks. I've been on a Tom Hanks kick. I have not watched, I haven't watched Forrest Gump recently, but I watched just like
all the Toy Stories
and then Saving Private Ryan. And I thought this is healthy. No.
And Michael yells at me a lot, but at this point I'm just like, I like telling people I haven't seen it because they all react like that. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy, huh?
You got to watch it and then tell people that you haven't seen it and then just like quote it and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that movie.
I'll just look up quotes and quote it and be like, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. Anyways, I watched basically all of Saving Private Ryan just by clips on YouTube in between watching Toy Story 4 with Jessica and Marlo one night and then Toy Story 5 the day before Father's Day.
Okay. Yes. I will say there is, you know, like a quote, I guess like a recipe for an episode of Grey's Anatomy, right? Like the characters we know and love are feeling something. A patient comes in, that patient's situation makes them look inward, makes them reflect their own situation, and makes them realize they see something in themselves in this patient, right? There's not always the, like, to your point, what April is doing where she's like saying, like, this is a truck. This fight is my truck. Like, like spoon feeding it. Like, here you go, dumbasses.
Dumbasses.
That too. So, yeah, it is what it is, you know. It's fine. I don't really like April. It's the moral of the story.
And honestly, fine. I don't think April deserves our love in this moment. I'm not a fan with how she's acting.
I think, listen, I do feel like bad for her that she's pregnant and she's not getting to like celebrate it or be happy about it. But again, that kind of feels like a choice.
I'm just frustrated that the conversations aren't happening. At least with, for all of the faults of what's their faces together, Owen and Christina, they spent a lot of time having conversations.
They did yell at each other a lot.
They yelled, they had the arguments. They went to therapy, but they didn't just like leave each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Owen did choke her one time, though.
That's true. Also true. Okay, what else? Alex.
I love Joe and Alex together. And yeah. I love Joe.
Yes. Correct. Correct opinions. Well done.
And I think Owen gets a bad rap. You know, I think Owen's really trying to...
You lost me.
No, I love Joe. I love Alex. They're so cute together. Alex, you know, it seems like he's making his decision.
Coming together.
He gets his offer from Butt Guy.
It is confusing to me because I feel like originally the guy was like, you got to give me $250,000 to work here. And now Alex is like, they're going to pay me so much money to work there. And I'm like, which thing is it? I don't understand how private practices work.
We'll never know.
And then, what else? I feel like there was something else with it. He has to tell Arizona. And at first he thinks she's going to be mean and she's trying to be sentimental. And he like doubles down on being like, leave me alone. Don't bully me. And
she never once does.
Yeah. And then he's like, so you're just going to give me the silent treatment. And she's like, I was trying to share like a nice memory because I'm going to miss you. And he was like, oh, that's so nice. And she's like, fuck it. You screwed it over. Well, I don't want to have a nice moment with you now. Relatable. So me.
It is. It's true. So we get the scene in the beginning where Joe is like walking Alex through how to have that conversation with Arizona. He's like, just compliment her. And then she like drops the blanket and she's just naked. And I assume they go fuck, which like good for them. And so he's saying that he wants to do the thing that when the lemon heart happens, Arizona's like, we're going to hop on a plane. Let's do this. Remember that time we were on a plane and Alex totally ignores what she says. He's like, I don't want to hear about when you were on a plane. She's like, it wasn't me when we, okay.
Yeah, not- are you listening in any way, sir?
So they have this moment. She talks about it. It was the liver. I don't remember that, but okay, cool. Like, I trust you. I believe that really happened. So then they get there. Alex puts his foot in his mouth. He's a little bit of a douchey. I think he's just more nervous. I don't think he's actually being an asshole.
He doesn't want to disappoint her, which like he doesn't feel that with a lot of people where he like cares what they think.
For sure, Arizona is an exception to the rule for him. Yeah. So it's cute, but it is still unclear. And I was thinking about this when I was rewatching this. Because he goes to the board meeting later on and he's like, hey, guys, just so you know, I'm fucking leaving because my fellowship is up. They gave you an offer that included all the things you wanted from him, right? Like, I guess.
Yeah, again, this
the college loan shouldn't have been the worry. I don't know.
Yeah, this is clearly an oversight.
So, but
logistics of the show,
which is a bummer because I don't think that official prediction. I don't think Alex is going to leave the show. Alex is not, maybe he will take the private practice, but he'll still be around. He's not leaving the show because I feel like at this point, him and Joe are so intertwined that they couldn't leave together. Like one couldn't leave and the other one would be here. Mm-hmm. They would both have to leave. That's why I think, I think that at some point, something bad is going to happen to Derek because I don't feel like he's in the show as long as Meredith is. Derek's going to have to die. They're going to have to kill Derek. Or they get a divorce and he takes the kids, which makes no sense.
Where would he take them?
I don't know.
To Burdock.
Yeah. To DC to work on brain projects all the day long.
Okay. Well,
I don't remember what I was starting by saying. Oh yeah, and Joe gets her shoes fucked up by a blood joke by
A blood Cali. Joke. Jesus. Like, similar to a blood oath.
Yes, but the ha-ha kind.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, you want to see a magic trick? Yeah, sure. Blech. Just blood flowing out of the dude's leg. Even Alex later is like, yeah, classic. It's a good one.
Classic, Alex. Fucking on people's shoes.
It's okay. You're making lots of money now. You'll just go buy me new shoes.
You. That's what you say to Jessica.
That's what I said to Jessica.
Yeah, now it's Pokemon cards.
Jessica just wants me to be the very best that no one ever was.
She doesn't want... I mean, she wants that. She wants you to be the very best at not spending money on things. And no, you never
no,
will
no,
be that.
No, no, no. I did ask her. I was like, what do you think about me going and buying two Pokemon cards, both equaling together $3,000 right now? And she said, I think that's a question that I can't even dignify with an answer. And I said, because it's a yes. I have them in my cart online. I'm happy to purchase them.
Why? But like, if she wanted to buy anything for that amount of money, you would be just so against it.
As long as it was an investment like Pokemon cards, I'd be fine with it.
What if it's like a new closet?
We have a closet.
Right, but what if it's like an upgrade for it? That's an investment in your home.
I would need to see the numbers on the ROI.
I would like to see the numbers on the ROI of the Pokemon cards, because to me it feels hypothetical.
Well, Pokemon cards statistically and have a data track record of outperforming the S&P 500 over the last 30 years.
How many Pokemon cards that people don't sell make them money?
All of them. It's like stocks. None of them. It's like a stock market.
Literally none of them.
It's like a 401k.
It's nothing like that. I hate this man so much. Okay.
Anyways, okay. What thoughts do you have on Joe and Alex?
They're cute. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, nice that Alex, feel free to continue. Like, good job. He's having a career. He's making moves.
Power
doing
move.
Buttholes.
Doing. I think he's not doing the buttholes. He's making
doing
buttholes.
Buttholes as a profession.
From $1.
Starting from $1. Full time.
Full time doing butts from $1.
OnlyFans, here I come.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so, yeah, I like Alex and Joe a lot.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
You doing one? Jessica no. would never let you do OnlyFans.
I don't think I'd make any money. I don't think
Who
I
knows?
Have...
Something for everybody, you know what I mean?
I guess. Just my feet.
Yeah. There has to be, like, a foot-only one. You don't have to do OnlyFans to do feet. You can do feet. Fans only feet.
Only what? Only feets.
Feet fans. Only feets. Yeah. Goodness. So Joe and Alex. Did we talk about everybody?
Braden.
Richard and Catherine.
Braden and Richard and Catherine. Yeah. Let's talk about
Richard and Catherine. Cute. Yeah.
I love
them. I mean, conceptually, at the beginning, going really well, goes poorly. Like in Richard's head, what Richard was doing was cute. To fly out to propose. Cute. He had this whole speech. He played all her favorite things. Cute. Genuine,
you know what's really
thoughtful
funny?
Man who knows this woman very well.
The Italian restaurant, hypothetical, Cipriani's. That's my cousin, because we're all related at the Italians.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, the like, Cipriani's. There was an actual one in, like, Chicago with that name.
Nope. Oh, well, there was lots of Cipriani's in Chicago. It's a family.
Wait, I thought you were going to tell me there was a restaurant that you had been to with that name.
No.
So yes, cute. But then obviously everything with that had gone down with Christina, there's some hostility and Catherine isn't being very nice. And she's
like,
I think
Weber also was letting
it
dwell on it. He was dwelling on it.
Yeah. He was really wanting her to like tell him give him the tea. And I genuinely don't think that was his intention, but I also think he thought that she would have won. So they would have just also like been celebrating that when he was there, which is of course not how it went down. It's just like, you know, things build up and then it becomes other things. No one's listening to each other in this episode. Again, we're just having communication problems as per always, but they're not like he's fixated on it, which again, I think is valid. Because they really make it sound like the guy who won is basically a moron.
Yeah, a self-loving butthole face guy.
Which I'm like, why was this boy nominated if he is so dumb?
Yeah, I guess that's what I don't understand is, if it's so prestigious, why was there one clear winner and three duds?
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's a valid question.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. The other piece is like, I'm going back to this. I don't want to get too far on my soapbox, but like, fuck the politics. How cool is it that the Harper Avery Foundation clearly has an eye for talent because we invested in this hospital, and someone who worked here before we invested in it has won. Look at us.
You can definitely spin it with the right PR.
Yeah. So that's dumb, whatever. But back to the other thing. Weber, he could have just let it go. He could have been like, I mean, she made kind of a flippant comment. And when she was like, oh, you're here to, you know, figure shit out. No, I'm here for the woman that I love. And then he's like, you really thought so little of me, bro? Just move on. Just move on.
He's just already mad about the other thing. It's like April. They're just like already mad about the other thing. So yeah, they're just like acting poorly.
Yeah. Whatever. They all need to just shut up.
I liked what he said. Do you like them together? A lot of people really don't like Catherine.
No, I like them together. I like Catherine. I like Weber. I like them together. I think it's funny that would make him Jackson's stepdad. I just, they're an interesting couple because they're both very career driven, clearly. They're in different, but they're the same age. They're so clearly career driven, but they're very different. It's like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They're both very successful in their careers, but his career pales in comparison to the scope of what
she's created.
Taylor has created and done.
Yeah.
Like Taylor wrote a song for Toy Story 5. Like what has Travis even done with his life? Nothing.
I guarantee Travis loves those dolls.
Oh, absolutely. So I have a hard time seeing how their relationship works long term, because I do think Weber has a little, like in the medical field, there's a little bit of an ego, right? Differential there.
See, I don't know with them specifically.
Maybe.
Like I definitely think
they've shown that they're patient enough with each other.
Because if you think also back to like Richard and Ellis, like she would have also been like the better one.
That's fair. It's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
In general, though, yes, as the professor.
Mm-hmm.
In general, I like them together. I hope that this does not mean breaking up. I also don't like in TV shows when they're like, well, I was going to propose to you. Here's the ring. Bye. Don't fucking do that. Keep the ring. But like, also don't fuck it up. Unless this is how you break up with this person, just keep the ring. I don't understand.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, now you've left the ring, but also left in anger. So like, are you still proposing?
Right. Where do we go from here?
What's your ideal next steps?
It's like when people propose and then the person says no. Where do we go from here? What even happens? To me, someone saying no to a proposal, that's a breakup. There's no coming back from that.
It does feel like it would be hard to recover from.
Anyways, I like them together. I'm a fan. I'm a, was it Keber? Watherin? What are we doing here?
I don't know if they have a name.
Wavery?
Rathrin. Cathard. Cathard.
There's got to be something.
Yeah.
Weberin. I'm just Weberin around. So, yeah, I didn't like the fact that he just put the ring on the table,
and he's
basically.
Like, and now away. I'm leaving.
Yeah, like, don't okay, just shut the fuck up, bro. Just like stop. being an adult.
And then he goes and he's immediately like, oh, and we have to talk. This is literally nothing could possibly be more important than me giving you this fucking hot gossip.
Yeah.
Which I respect the goss. You know, I love to spill the tea. But again, what is the plan? What are we doing with this information? Are we publicizing it? Surely not, because then everyone will be mad.
Yeah. The other thing that I didn't like about what Catherine said is she's like, you're just mad because your prize pony didn't win a fucking ribbon. Fuck, dude. Like, who cares about the prize fucking, like, no, it has nothing to do with it. You know what it does have to do with is a capitalism ad that you're going to get about the latest state fair in your local town about more horses and prize ribbons and ponies and shit. So go find a fucking minute and listen to that. We'll be right back.
You did that. I'm clearly really well.
I'm getting very tired. I'm starting to ramble. I know we're both tired.
I think also he's probably pissed off because it's like, this is the thing that everyone strives for, and she's basically just like cheapened it by saying it doesn't actually matter who's the best.
That's a good take. I hadn't thought about that either.
Okay, so Brayden. His parents are still mad, and now they're like, should we just ignore medicine? My son has no immune system and is basically a sneeze away from death. Should we take him home?
He'll get better on his own. Yeah, we should just stop all the treatments.
Let's just like wait and see. Which again, listen, I've not been in a situation in a hospital with a sick child, so I cannot speak to where my rationale is, where my anything is. Would I be seeking every possible opinion? Probably. But I don't think I would be like, I'll just let them leave if I don't have an immune system. That feels like an unsuccessful plan.
Yeah. It's a big no thank you. It's a big, this whole shit sucks.
So what are your predictions on that?
I really don't know, obviously. I would like for Bailey to not risk her license and risk a trial that really could be going down the right path of success for this. But I also, again, I don't know what the legal situation with giving consent on a trial and then revoking it. I don't know what that looks like. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. This one's a sticky one. Bailey overall has shown that she has a pretty high moral compass, but she's also judged Meredith for doing the same exact thing that she's potentially going to do. I don't think I would ever pull my kid out of the treatment, though, especially considering his condition.
Yeah. I was like, specifically in this situation, I wouldn't imagine being like, let's just put him in the car and go home. What's the worst that could happen? He has literally no immune system. This is not like how I say, oh, my immune system is garbage. This is like, he's physically, he has none.
That's like that meme from we're the Millers or Meet the Millers. When you're like, my immune system is garbage. And he's like, you have an immune system?
You guys have an immune system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I would be pissed if I was the other family. Like, you came in for a little bit of a heart issue and now all three of your kids are sick. One of them dies. I'd be pissed at that. That's where I would be pissed. I came in and my kid came in with nothing. And then he sneezed and all of a sudden his heart came out of his nose. No one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So these guys walked in. He has SCID or whatever it is.
A known ailment. Yes, it has no cure. Yes, it's getting worse. But like, they at least have some amount of answers.
Yeah, it's a known
entity. Something to kind of go on.
If I walked in and died of, say, hiccups, that would be scary. I was going to say the sneeze, but I thought maybe I'd do it right for once.
I do feel like sometimes people write in to correct us about that. And I'm like, no, we're doing a bit.
It's a bit.
Don't worry. Called everything comedy. We do is a bit. Okay, so do we have anything else? Any other like random thoughts or feelings about the episode before we do our Discord questions? You all right?
I like the board meeting end scene. Mm-hmm. Where, again, I know you said this, but I just want to clarify one more time. So Jackson's like, hey, guys, this is all the work that I've done. The board, like, this is our job now. Our job is to guide the company. We can't get pissed off about every little damn thing.
Yeah.
And we can't take it personally. It's just business. Trust me, I've been in boardrooms since I was a toddler because that's how they raised me.
Yes.
I get it.
Like, they're going to cut something. The best course of action for us is to basically decide the thing that they're going to cut.
Yeah. Which, as someone who has been in a very similar boat with work and being a leader, it's always better to be proactive and kind of know the answer to the question ahead of time. So,
yeah. And by compiling all these reports, he has facts to back up any argument that he may or may not need to make for other projects.
Correct.
Okay. Shall we Discord?
We shall disc and cord.
Okay.
Also, I feel like I have an ingrown hair on my neck that feels like a big old pimple.
Hmm. Do you abide by the airline rules of turning off your cell phone and devices when flying?
I put it on airplane mode. I don't turn shit off. I only that's the rule. When they say store large electronics, turn those off and store them, I do. But I always have it on airplane mode.
So here's the thing. I do have put mine on airplane mode, but I have recently bought a second phone for work. And I have flown with it multiple times and forgotten that it's in my bag and not turned it on airplane mode.
I don't know really what the whole point is, but I also have accidentally forgotten to turn off my work phone in airplane mode. And I go to look at it. It's not getting service.
Yeah.
The satellites don't aim that high.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then it says, have you ever had... First of all, shout out to flight attendants, mostly Kelly.
Shout out to pilots, mostly Stefan.
Yes. Have you ever had a confrontation with a flight attendant or witnessed one? You have.
I have.
Wasn't there like a really rude Southwest flight attendant when you guys were trying to get on the plane? When you guys were like coming here or maybe going to Disney or something?
You couldn't
all three sit together, and like one of them was telling you to go, and the other one was like, no, go over here.
Oh, really?
I also hated Meredith's tone in that scene. I'm like, I appreciate your rage for your friend, but lose the attitude.
If that happened, I don't remember. I do remember we saw drama in a line on a flight that wasn't ours, and I've had a bad flight experience with coming back into the country from Spain. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember a situation where someone was like not going to let us fly together or something like that. I don't remember.
I just remember you guys were like the last three people getting on a flight and it was Southwest, and this one flight attendant was like, oh, go back here. I think there's three together. And someone else was like, you sit over there. You sit over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do remember that now. I think it all ended okay, or maybe I sat with Marlo and we had to like trade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. Vaguely. You're right. Wow.
Always.
Well, for finally.
For always. Okay. Then
that's got to be our friendship category, our friendship statement for friendship for finally, for always, for wrong, for terrible.
How do you feel about Catherine telling Richard the truth about the award? Should she have kept it to herself?
I don't know what her point is.
Well, I think her point might be to get him to shut up, because he does, like you said, not let it go. He doesn't walk in and she'll go, you'll never fucking guess. He, yeah. like, badger, belabors the point. And then she's like, for fuck's sake, like, put two and two together, dude.
When he says, how can you be so naive? Or she says, how can you be so naive? And then he hits back with, how can you be so naive?
Yeah.
It's true. You can spin. You're a multi-million dollar foundation. Spin it how you want it. Yeah. We have a government right now that is literally lying to people.
Honestly, now they're just like not even trying to lie. They're not just even like doing whatever they want. They're like, yeah, we're just doing whatever we want. Fuck you guys. We're in charge. And we also hate you.
We need insider trading to survive.
Who doesn't?
Goodness.
Do you think it's about time for April and Jackson to see a therapist? Yes, I think we're well past that.
I think the second you meet someone, you should start seeing therapy with them.
By this point. The other day I made a joke that I'm not going to have a college fund for my kids. I'm going to have a therapy fund for my kids.
Mm. I love it. I think that's perfect.
Would both of you trust your siblings to randomly take care of your kids?
Absolutely not.
I knew that was going to be your answer immediately. Yeah. Emily can take care of my kids. She knows them very well. They know her very well. She knows. She would not care to have all three of them by herself. But if she was with Clay or my mom, I mean, it would need to be in a childproof area. It couldn't be at her house because her house is not childproof. She has no children.
She'd be fine. I would rather Emily watch my kid than my siblings watch my kid.
Emily has watched her kid.
She has.
We went to Lauren's wedding. She watched Marlo with my mom.
That's true.
Why,
Emily, we should be friends, okay?
Joe,
get on that.
Relationship advice from Owen Hunt. No.
Should we take relationship advice from Owen
Hunt?
Would
you take relationship advice from Owen Hunt?
I'm not taking shit from Owen Hunt. I'll take a check. Give me a bonus. Give me some money. That's it.
If Christina knows she is ineligible for a Harper Avery, how does this affect her work going forward?
Ultimately, I think Christina still just has an intrinsic desire to be the very best that no one ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And catch them all.
Yes. So
hearts. Catch all the hearts.
Oh, catch all the hearts. So I don't think, I think that there's a certain point where the work is so good that the Harper Avery Foundation looks bad for not letting her win.
Yeah.
That's kind of where my head is at.
Like yeah, what are the optics? Could be spin the other way.
Yeah. Wow. They robbed her. She clearly won far and away. Yeah. Who's this fucking Joe Schmo? What does the Harper Avery even stand for anymore? Right.
Is that's kind of where my sexist head. Is Harper Avery racist? Like could yeah. go all kinds of ways.
Is Harper Avery a real person? Is Harper Avery a brain underneath Magic Kingdom? No one knows.
Who's to say? How will Alex do with his new career choice?
Great. I think he's going to do great. Great. I like Alex. I want him to do great. He's come a long way since freezing in the elevator.
So true.
Any other questions? Any questions?
Do you want
to build to rate a it? Snowman? I mean, I guess I'll rate it. You know, listen, guys. These episodes have been okay. They're fine. This I'm going to give it a 3.374 repeating.
I think I'm going to give it.
Sorry. Yeah. 3.374. Yes.
Yeah. I think we're just going to say 3.3. It's fine. It's like, it's okay. Here's the thing that, and I will say, I feel like I am falling into this. I'm not really, there are some episodes where I'm like, this episode is great. And there are some episodes where I score based on, in this episode, everyone fucking annoyed me. And that doesn't necessarily mean the episode wasn't good. But honestly, as from like a viewer standpoint, looking at it critically with like a critical eye, I think one of my biggest issues with this one is they're like beating us in the face with things. With like the whole, like, oh, this fight is our truck. Like, come on. That's not like, it just... They're like going so hard to be like, when we already know they're in a fight, we don't need a subtext reminder that they're in a fight.
Yeah.
We already know she's upset. I don't need her to cry in the OR because she's upset. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, again, and I was frustrated by the Christina thing on like how people could, because there have been so many comments before about like, oh, she doesn't care about people. She only cares about awards. So for her to be like, what's the point after Frankie dies, but it could be read as her not winning the award. And then Owen, it seems like Owen reads it that way because he tells her that she won. So yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that is just a little muddy on like the presentation of it. So I think they are doing a lot of good storytelling, and it is very rare that we get to stay with patience this many episodes. And I do like that with multiple families. You know, and there's definitely like a crossroads, you know, with like where everyone is at because of these patients. So, yeah. You know, and I do love Amelia. So,
yeah, I'm excited to see that storyline. I find myself, you know, you talk about the rating scale. If there's not a death, if there's not a dramatic twist, it's just meh. Like, give me the drama. And honestly, I know that we're going to get to a point after Shauna leaves that it's going to be like, they're going to try to put a twist in every fucking episode. And then all of a sudden, that's where people start to hate shit. And it's like, oh, man, the show, it's everything jumps. They jumped the shark with a shark. I don't know. So that's, I know where we're going to end up being. So I should just enjoy a little bit of lull time and like simpler times, because I know once we get to season 19, we're gonna be like, remember when like they had real conversations about babies, and now they're like, man, remember if what if the hospital exploded 3 times in one day as opposed to 2? No one knows anymore. There's a bomb in the basement and it's connected to your butt. I don't know. It's gonna be crazy.
Yep. Well, do we have anything else? We rated. Oh, do we have predictions?
I don't want to predict anything. It's Jackson and April are going to stay together. She's going to have the baby. It's going to be fine. Arizona and Callie are going to have another baby. It's going to be fine. Alex is going to take the job, but he's going to still work in the hospital. Him and Joe are going to have a baby. It's going to be fine. Owen and Christina will hopefully stop talking, and it's going to be fine. And Derek and Meredith are going to have another baby, and they're going to be fine. Amy's going to get proposed to that one guy and move into their house, and then she'll have a baby, and it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Weber and Catherine will get engaged. They're not breaking up. But they will not have a baby. They're too old.
I don't know. Do you remember when Adele got pregnant?
Wow. No. How old was Adele supposed to be when she got pregnant?
I don't know, but Addison was still there.
Man. Okay. Well.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you, but that happened. All right, you guys. Well, that's where we're at. Next time you hear us, we will probably be together in the same room. So, yay! So exciting.
Are we going to try to do 2 episodes together?
Maybe. We'll at least watch one and record one together. So don't watch the next one until you're here at my house.
Wait, plot twist. I don't know how the recording is going to work because we're leaving at like 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
Well, this is an off mic conversation, but don't watch the episode until you're here at my house.
Don't watch the next episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we'll have a delay of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just have a delay.
Okay.
So we can watch an episode together, because it doesn't happen often.
Woohoo!
Yay! So next week, expect either not a normal episode or expect it a day or 2 late. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know. Follow us on Instagram. Go to our website, graysacademypod.com. Follow us on Instagram and all the things. And you can email graysacademypod@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. We love to chat to you. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, pretty please, just remember,
no spoilies if you see me in Chicago, or if you see me in Chattanooga, or if you see me later on in the year in Savannah, or if you see me maybe in Orlando at one point this year, or if you see me in Orlando next year, or if you just see me in my house because you found my address online stalking the internet.
Spooky.
Yeah, spooky, spooky. Just don't come to my house and spoil it for me. Don't do that either. We appreciate you all so much, and we will see you all in the next one.